We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting today with State Senator Tom Hawk. We're about a week out from the 2020 legislative session getting underway, and one of the big issues perhaps this year that'll be tackled will be the debate over Medicaid expansion. I know we came close to having something something passed last year. It kind of fell apart in the Senate, I believe. What are your thoughts on that happening and the need for it?
Well, a little history. The House did pass Medicaid expansion, and I think they had a good bill. I supported that. The majority leader, Senator Denning, who sets the agenda in the Senate, and I might regress slightly. I always thought the legislature was very Democratic and majority ruled. I found out when I got there, no, that's not the case. The majority party rules, and they pick the leaders, the chairs, and the majority leader, and they set the agenda. So we tried to bring that up, and we got 23 votes to try and bring it up for a vote on the floor of the Senate. It took 24 votes to bring it up, not a simple majority. So I think we have a majority of senators who will vote for Medicaid expansion. Credit to Governor Kelly. She's had a committee that she brought in this summer to work on it, looking at what some of the problems were with other states that tried to do some creative things that maybe didn't pass muster with CMS, the feds. She has been meeting with Senator Denning, and I credit both of them for that. Rumor has it that I just saw in the media that they're close to an agreement. They are both optimistic. Senator Denning is optimistic. He wants to do a reinsurance plan, and we're not sure that that would really work. So I'm curious to see how that will look in a bill that might be drafted. I think we'll have an announcement this week if they do reach agreement on it, and we'll know what we're going to be looking for. But I really think we're easily going to find 21, if not more, votes in the Senate. I don't think it will be the bill exactly that passed the House. So there's going to be some of the usual complexity in the legislature of it going back over to the House. They may vote to accept what the Senate passes, or we may go to a conference committee. So it's not done. But I think we'll likely get this done early on. And I think there are about 150,000 people affected, and I think it really affects rural hospitals. One of my colleagues in the House, Dr. Epley, who I know from K-State, he worked for me in my photo business when he was a student, made a statement the other day that there might be 30 rural hospitals that are in deep financial trouble. And so I think that this won't save everybody, but I think this could be a very important revenue service, both for our local hospitals in our area and also across the state.
Yeah, we're speaking with State Senator Tom Hawk. I might have you put your headphones on. We have a call here. Someone's got a question.
Good.
Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, talking about the funding. Having run with the money people in Illinois and Colorado and Arizona when they were developing their marijuana syntax, you know, it's like the syntax on tobacco and the syntax on alcohol. There is a demand out here on the street for that item. And then when they say they have problems in Colorado, but they also have the funding in order to take care of the problems that you already have hidden in this state, that are not being dealt with. And it's something that I think that your great-grandchildren look back upon you and say someday, what in the world, why did they ever have it shut off from the public? And as you get older, you'll find out that you'll need to take that edge of pain off during the day. And having sat with hospice people for years and seeing that pain in their life, when you get more cases of cancer in your family, you'll decide that there's a need for sharing that marijuana, solving of those kind of problems for people, and the pain and that sickle cell anemia, even that, to legalize the medical use. Thank you for your consideration.
Yes, thank you for your call, and I certainly agree that medical marijuana should be legalized. We actually passed a bill, I think it was NOLA and LOLA, were two disabled children, unfortunately, that both passed away, one before we passed the bill last year, but it gave them sort of a preemptive defense for it. Their parents felt very strongly that their children needed and could benefit both from seizures and some things that they had. So we made a step in that. I've talked with the governor about that, and I've seen her make some comments that she would not stand in the way of passing medical marijuana. We have, I think, some bipartisan support for that. I think there is some concern about whether the recreational part is good for Kansas and is as good for Colorado as a lot of people think in terms of the revenue. I liked one of the phrases that we had when we were trying to get out of the hole with Governor Brownback is we kept, and he kept saying, well, we just need to increase cigarette taxes and alcohol taxes. And somebody said there just ain't enough sin in Kansas to pay for the government. And that may be true when you start with the recreational marijuana, but I think you're absolutely correct that medicinal marijuana is something. I have a good friend that had a massive back surgery in Oklahoma, and he said, well, he was getting back to his pain meds, but he also had to get his gummy bears. And I said, what gummy bears? How do they? He said, well, they're my THC gummy bears, and it really helps, and it's going to help me get off my opiate painkillers. So other states are ahead of us on that, and I hope that maybe this session we'll see something on medicinal marijuana. I think it's very likely.
We've got another caller here. Let's go ahead and get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning, Manhattan. Good morning, Senator Hawk.
I know who this is. Good day. I was afraid you wouldn't call in.
Why were you afraid of that?
Well, you always have good questions.
Well, I really don't have any questions because you're doing such a fabulous job. I really don't have anything to be concerned about. I just wanted to, this thing goes clear to Spain or France, somewhere over there. They're talking all over the world. So the whole world's going to know that you have represented us as well as anyone has. And you know I'm of the other party, and we agree to disagree, but you're doing a pretty good job for a Democrat.
Well, thank you. You would make my deceased Republican father happy to hear that. I wished he was still alive so I could tell him I am doing. I work very hard at it, so thank you very much.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. And I want to tell you that you were probably one of the best superintendents we had, even though you were there for a short period of time temporarily, and we have a great superintendent now. We've had some good ones, and F.D. Bergman was superintendent. I was there. He and one other secretary ran the entire system from down to the junior high building. So we've expanded quite a little bit. But keep up the good work, and thanks for being my friend, and talk to you in the future. Have a great forever.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you for the call here.
That was not a solicited call on my part.
Well, he calls in quite a bit here. He likes to keep people honest, I think.
So. I think he has excellent questions most of the time.
Absolutely. Well, as far as other items, we talked about Medicaid expansion possibility and then the medical marijuana bill as a possibility of getting through this year. Is there anything in particular that you want to see passed?
Well, as we talked before we started, in the Golden Globes, there was a lot of comments about the fires in Australia. And I think I had some difficulty getting some funding for our State Forest Service. And I just want to remind people that Kansas is not immune. We had two huge fires 2 years in a row. The Starbucks fire started in south central Kansas. And we had $50 to $80 million worth of damage to fences, farm ground, property, cattle, not counting the economic impact that we had on that. And our State Forest Service, and a lot of people may not realize this, is charged by statute to work on fire suppression. They train our local firefighters in our rural communities. They get surplus vehicles and they rehab those so they can be sent out to local counties and fire districts to do that. And some of my colleagues were not inclined to fund that, and so it was quite a battle. And we managed to get some money earmarked that's in the K-State budget, but separate. K-State's not really charged with public safety, but the State Forest Service works under K-State, and they are charged with that when it comes to fire. So we got some money, and we've hired about three additional firefighters to go out and train local and to be available. We had a huge fire out in Cheyenne County, and because we had that person hired, we were able to get on it, and we brought in some extra resources to do that. And we stopped that fire from having the kind of disaster that we had in Kansas. And certainly we don't want to have it occur like it has in California. And a lot of people say, well, we don't have trees in Kansas. Well, check around. That's why I moved to Manhattan. I love the trees we have here, but cedar trees are a real problem that we have, and we have a lot of grass and a lot of fuel, and droughts are likely to increase over the short term in our future. So I'm glad we got that done. I worked really hard on it, and the State Forest Service really helped. So did K-State and us getting that funding. And I think it's going to make a difference in protecting everybody in Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, what a difference a year made. We had the rainy year we had this past year, and it kind of goes back on the back burner, the thought of wildfires. But, yeah, I can remember just a few years ago, there's quite a few of them down south especially.
Well, and when we get the moisture, it creates more fuel. So when the drought comes, we're more likely to have a grass fire. And because the State Forest Service jumped on the fire that got here 2 years ago in Hutch, we saved a lot of homes that got very close to Hutch. And I think people sort of take for granted that that's not a problem in Kansas. And, yep, we have wildfires, and we also have problems with water. Even though we think we have a lot of water here in eastern Kansas, we still have issues with the lake silting up. And western Kansas, we have the Ogallala Aquifer and the problems with that going down. So we have problems that I'm happy the legislature is willing to work on it. I wish we would move a little faster on those problems.
And I'll just bring up just real quickly last question here for you. And this is a local issue here that's been brought up by our county commission chair, Ron Wells, the ad valorem tax reduction. You know, you've had several conversations. What do you see in the near term on that?
Well, again, I am pleased the tax council, and we talked about your tenure in Emporia with Don Hill. Well, one of my friends, Steve Morris from Hugoton, former president of the Senate, has co-chaired this tax council, and they're talking about that. The governor's waiting to see what that is. Ron has talked to me many times, and I organized a meeting with him and the governor's staff this summer. And they were really open to his idea of trying to at least give part of that back. And I see the tax council maybe making a recommendation. It would give some property tax relief. And I've received a letter from a local farmer who is very concerned about his property tax and him being able to continue to farm. What I like about this is it was intended over 20 years ago to actually be given back to the counties and the cities and the various districts, townships, to reduce property taxes. So it helps at revenues up. There's lots of needs in the state budget, from higher ed to early childhood to mental health, state hospitals, child care, et cetera, foster kids. So there's no shortage. Oh, prisons. There's no shortage of issues that many, because of the Brownback experiment, the state government was really left in shambles, and the governor is slowly and surely trying to build it back up. But I hope, in fact, Legislative Budget Committee has that as an agenda item this week. So I hope that we may at least make a start on that, as Chairman Wells has suggested, and I'm at the moment pretty optimistic that that could happen.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with that, and see what happens in this legislative session. Good luck to you, Senator Hawk, and hope you have a good new year.
Well, Brandon, always good to have you here. And Dave Lewis, anytime I get a chance to give Dave a hard time, I feel like it's a good day.
You got to bring your A game, though. You're still not quite there.
It's the officials. I've seen what Coach Huggins says. I think they're calling too many fouls on me.
We've all seen that for far too long.